It is a joy to be with you every day for meditation. An absolute joy, and I hope that you are finding the same. I hope that you are experiencing the excellence of starting your day or ending your day with meditation, especially those who are doing that podcast. Maybe as you get the children off to school and you've got a little bit of time to yourself, maybe that's when you are meditating. Maybe after your spouse has left the room and you've got a few minutes to yourself, that's when you are meditating. No matter what have been your rhythm and no matter when you have fit meditation into your day, I'm sure that because you have, you are finding that meditation suits you very well and that the benefits pour out into your life, that you are a better person as a result. Not because there was something to change necessarily, but just because the discovery of what we are inside, that there is peace and calm and light and happiness and ease inside us, that as we meditate, it comes more forward. How excellent. And so if you have found this practice beneficial to you, then please, SpiritFire is a nonprofit educational organization, and we can always use your donations. Certainly the platform to keep these meditations free, the staff that's required for it, and well, it all needs to be somehow remunerated. So please, send a donation to SpiritFire.com, and you can find the donation button there or by check and by mail. We are with the three qualities of mind, and we focused on the exacting and contracting quality on Monday. It is necessary. It is necessary for our survival, for our responsibilities, for the people and the places and the events and the circumstances in our life every single day, that exacting, contracting, and ultimately limiting and defining quality is absolutely necessary for me to speak words and for you to understand them. It is necessary. Today, we'll focus on the expanding, the opening quality, or the open quality of mind. And I choose this image, as I did on Monday as well, because in some way, it actually depicts the three qualities. We could suggest that all the lines and the connections of the yellow tetrahedron kind of quality of this image are the exacting, linking, contracting quality. Again, it's all just artistry and it's all imagery. And then if we were to look at the kind of flower of life aspect of it, that round, emanating matrix kind of quality, then we could suggest that that represents the opening, expanding, and outward going quality. And simply so that we can meditate, when we want to open our minds and our emotions to, let's say, appreciation, value, wonder, that which is inspiring, that which is transcendent, simple, present. When we look at a large quantity of even our room, and we open up and we see the whole room in front of us instead of any one particular thing, and focus upon it. So that perspective, that wholeness, all of these kind of qualities, that harmony, all of these kinds of qualities will be within this second overarching quality of open or expanding. We smile, and that's an open and expanding quality. We sit well, that's exacting. We take a long, slow, deep breath, which is both. To do it and to focus on it is exacting. The feelings inside, the sensations, and the result of doing so will all be expansive and open, peaceful and tranquil. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we settle. We feel this settled quality. There's an openness to it, as if it had no agenda. It's just open. And because it is open, and that is the state, then there's an ease. That's important to understand, because our state is open and the feeling is open, there is ease. Thus then, the opposite is also so. When there is things in the way, things that have to be attended, and we are jumping or stretching from one thing to another. You know, if you have an open space like the sky, there's an ease. There's an ease even to look at the sky. But if we put things in the space, then there's not a flow, not an easy flow. There's a constant hurdle or jumping over or going around or connecting the dots. So that would be the exacting and contracting. So just feel that again. Let's settle again. So that you can feel the, through your own experience, the truth of it. We smile, stretch our back, feel our sit bones. Take a long, slow, deep breath along the center of us. We settle again into simplicity, breathing in and breathing out. So ease, openness, and flow all go together. We use the term flow in two different ways in our colloquial language. We could say that we are flowing from one thing to another in the sense of responsibilities or multitasking or that kind of thing. But what we're really doing is moving from one thing to the other, connecting from one thing to the other. Flow is like the wind. Flow is like a river. So, yes, rivers have their rocks and their stones and their trees, etc. And the wind has to go through trees, around buildings, etc. But we all know and have experienced that when we are, for instance, on an open plain or at the top of a mountain, how the wind feels there, in contradistinction to when we are in a city and on a city block or in a forest and there are many trees. So that distinction is like the distinction for ourselves. When we are saying we are in flow, but we are moving from one thing to another. And when we are in the different flow of openness, simplicity, and a simple expansive quality. So one more time. This time, after we do the minimal settling, then as you are in the state or the experience of openness and expansiveness, it might have a clarity or a brightness to it as well, then exert a little effort, so there's the exacting quality, exert a little effort to simply stay focused, like feel your eyes, it's like not letting them move from the inside, and only staying present to the simplicity and the openness. It does take a little effort. So we're going to blend now the exacting and the open. But we're going to settle first. So we sit it well, we tuck in our tummy, stretch our back, feel our shoulders drop. Good asana, meditation asana. Feel our sit bones. If the knees have pulled up, we want to feel the thigh bones loosen from the hips, knees drop. And our hands are in our lap, one on top of the other, if that's comfortable. Our eyes are parallel to the floor. Our chin is the same. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Feel it the whole length of the torso if you need to do it a second time. In, long and slow and deep. Out, long and slow and deep. And then we settle, breathing in. Breathing out. Stay with just the settling for another few seconds. Don't rush to the other. But then as the mind gets bored, then give it something to do. Use the exacting quality as an instruction now. And feel your eyes. Feel the space in front of your eyes. Like feel your ajna center at the brow as well. There's a brightness, a clarity there. It's our awareness, of course. And now let's just stay right there.
as if our eyes become riveted, or a beam of light, or some sort of focalized wholeness. And as we do, we might even feel our heart open a little bit more. And we sit focused, peaceful, but absolutely acutely focused, breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self. We realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Feel it through the day. Feel the expansive and the open. And we will all discover that in order to experience the expansive and open quality of awareness, we have to make room for it. We have to stop. We have to not jump, but we have to stop and be like the tree that does allow the wind to go through it, to feel it. It's already here. It's already inside. Love you all. Create your day.